This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott, and it's April 15th, a day to commemorate Jackie Robinson for busting through baseball's color line. Massachusetts celebrates Patriots Day today, this year. In 1861, President Lincoln signed the Revenue Act, calling for the first federal income tax and making April 15th tax day. For some, it's an annual anxiety. Some, the government refund calls for celebration, and the potential for lasting damage to your credit is also present. Here to discuss how taxes can influence your tax score is Jerry Detweiler, Director of Consumer Education for Credit.com. And Jerry, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me on the show again.
Tax payments hurting credit scores adds an entirely new layer of anxiety to tax day. So let's go through some instances where that might happen. Would filing for an extension do anything to your credit score?
Filing for an extension in and of itself should not affect your credit score. What typically affects your credit score when it comes to taxes are two things. One is the dreaded tax lien, and that's very negative, really hurts your credit scores. The other would be if you need to borrow money in order to pay your tax bill, then that would show up probably on your credit report, and it could affect your debt ratio or other factors.
Okay, how about borrowing money? I mean, what if you put it on a credit card? Is it better to owe a credit card company or to owe the IRS?
The IRS has some extraordinary collection powers that creditors just wish they could have. They may be able to, for example, go after some of your property that you own or future tax refunds. So I personally think, you know, in many cases, it's better to owe somebody besides the IRS. Having said that, with a smaller tax bill, the interest rate that you would pay the IRS if you paid an installment agreement over time is only about 3%, which is much lower than you're going to find in other types of loans. So sometimes an installment agreement is just fine.
I have seen offers for immediate refunds, which sounds like a pretty good deal for those who really are counting on or need their money right away. What do they do to guarantee that immediate refund, and are there any downsides?
There are a couple ways this can work. One could be that just that they're going to e-file and get you a speedy refund, which is fine. But the other way is that they advance you the money that you're due for the refund, and then you have to pay them back. And there's two problems with those programs. Typically, they're expensive. That's one problem. The other is if your refund is held up for some reason, then you basically end up defaulting on a loan. And that very well could end up hurting your credit report because it could show up as a defaulted loan on your credit report.
Now, I've been reading a lot about tax-related identity fraud being on the upswing. So, what is it exactly, and how is the IRS responding to it?
Taxpayer identity theft is a huge, huge and growing problem. Last year, for example, in September, they said that there were over 640,000 incidents reported, and very, very few of these are prosecuted. The crooks are rarely caught. So what happens is, basically, someone takes your tax refund. They probably, in many cases, will go online and e-file in your name fraudulently. You go ahead and file your tax return, assuming either you're going to owe money or get money back, and then you get a notice from the IRS saying, well, gee, we've already sent this refund out to you, and you didn't get it. It's a big problem. And if you are due a refund, it could hold up your refund for a year or longer.
Boy, that's a good reason to file early, I guess. How is the IRS responding to it?
Well, unfortunately, the IRS is not responding quickly enough, as many consumer advocates believe. They're having a hard time really getting a handle on this kind of theft because they have a dual mission. You know, one is to get people back their money, their refunds, quickly. The other is to prevent fraud. So there's nothing you can do specifically to actually prevent it. However, like you said, filing early is a great option. If you are a victim, then in the future, you can ask the IRS for a PIN number so no one else can file without that PIN number. But that's after the fact.
I noticed that on my filing this year. All right. As you mentioned, the tax lien, the most direct consequence, that's when you owe so much money to the IRS that they can actually garnish your wages and put a lien on your property. How can you fix that?
Well, tax liens are very serious. Here's the good news. The good news is that the IRS used to automatically file a tax lien if you owed $5,000 or more. Now they have raised that threshold to $10,000 or more. And they're doing two things to help taxpayers. One is if you go into an installment agreement with them where you pay the tax over time in having the money come out of your bank account each month, then they will actually allow you to request to have that tax lien withdrawn, and then you can subsequently get it off your credit reports. You can still owe the money, but you can get it off your credit reports. The second thing they've done is that if you pay a tax lien, you can actually request that it be withdrawn, and then you can ask that it be removed from your credit report as well. So it's as if it disappears. So for someone who does owe a tax debt, you want to try to resolve it so you can get it off your credit as well.
Jerry, thanks so much, and happy tax day.
Thank you.
Jerry Detweiler, Director of Consumer Education for Credit.com. We'll be back with rereading the classics after the break.